This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 368 and three quarters, up one. March corn, 382, up three quarters. May corn, 390 and a half, up three quarters. January soybeans, 998 and a quarter, up two and a half. March soybeans, 1005 and a quarter, up two and a quarter. May soybeans, 1012 and a quarter, up two and a quarter. December wheat, 597, down eight and a quarter. March wheat, 589 and a half, down 13 and three quarters. May wheat, 595 and a quarter, down 13 and a half. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended mostly higher on Wednesday afternoon. Technical buying late in today's session pushed soybean values higher at the Board of Trade. Spillover from soybeans kept corn at the existing values. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a penny higher at $3.35 to $3.64, while soybean bids gained 2 cents at $9.62 to $9.88. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 1 to 3 cents at $3.43 to $3.66, and soybean bids were 2 cents higher at $9.70 to $10.08. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 3 cents at $3.47 to $3.71, soybean bids 2 to 3 cents higher at $9.79 to $10.18, while the wheat bids were down 9 to 15 cents at $5 to $5.65. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids 3 cents higher for the day at $10.03 to $10.08, with basis steady ranging from 5 to 10 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered a range of $4.16.10 to $4.26.10. That's up $2 to $7. That is $2 to $7 per ton lower, with basis unchanged to $5 lower at $35 to $45 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 1 to 8 cents higher at $3.71 to $3.80, with basis steady to 7 cents stronger at $11 to $2 under the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 3 higher at $3.64 to $3.70, with basis up 1 to 2 cents at $18 to $12 under the March. Soybean bids were up 4 to 9 cents at $10.10 to $10.16, with basis 1 to 6 cents higher at $12 to $18 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 1 to 4 higher at $3.97 to $3.98. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 4 to 5 cents, with quotations at $10.46 to $10.47. Soft red winter wheat down 13 to 14 cents at $5.90 to $6. And the Milo ended 1 to 10 higher on Wednesday at $4.37 to $4.42. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.54 to $3.82. New crop soybean bids range from $9.27 to $9.42. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.67 to $3.77. New crop soybean bids at $9.37 to $9.51. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $3.40 to $3.82. New crop soybean bids at $9.12 to $9.52. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $5.44 to $5.69. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, $166.85, down $1.77. February live cattle, $167.07, down $1.97. April live cattle, $166.90, down $1.85. January feeder cattle, $234.80, down 75 cents. March feeder cattle, $231.87, down $1.60. April feeder cattle, $232.82, down $1.55. December lean hogs, $88.05, down $1.45. February lean hogs, $86.85, down $2.15. April lean hogs, $88.15, down $2.85. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you Wednesday the 3rd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 47 cents lower in the range of $81 to $87, with a weighted average carcass price of $85.43. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds were 59 to 65, 4 to 5 weights 62 to 68, 5 to 6 weights were 64 to 70, and 6 weights and up 65 to 72. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $55 up to $62. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,726 head. And now, starting with the report from the Fairview Sale Barn, they had receipts of 511 head. Starting with choice slaughter steers, they were 156 to 169.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 143. And choice slaughter heifers were 158 to 164.25. They also have a special bred cow sale, starting with the medium and large young second stage, were $14.50 to $25.50. Large second stage young, $18.50 to $3,300. Large second stage middle age, $1,750 to $2,800. And large third stage young were $1,500 to $3,200. Large third stage middle age were $1,850 to $2,800. Now moving on to United Producers Auction in Shelbyville. Their choice slaughter steers were 168 to 176. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 155 to 158.50. And choice slaughter heifers, 168 to 175. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established, with 427 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $91.96, and that was 20 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, $256.41, that was a nickel higher, with select carcasses at $241.78, that was $1.88 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 106,000. That compared to 115,000 last week and 122,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 428,000. That compared to 419,000 last week and 435,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Reuters reports Hawaii has confirmed its first outbreak of the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. The Hawaii Department of Agriculture confirmed PEDV on a farm November 20th on Oahu, the most populous Hawaiian island. State officials do not know how PEDV arrived on their shores and are testing animal feed from the infected farm to try to determine whether it may have transmitted the virus. The outbreak occurred on a farm with about 150 pigs, and about 25% died, according to Hawaii's Agriculture Department. Veterinarians sent samples from the farm to Kansas State University Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, which confirmed the PEDV infection. The wheat markets have been surprisingly active lately. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, for an explanation.
A lot of energy in the wheat market in recent days. Primarily driven by a couple of rumors. One, which was lesser, was that persistent rains delaying harvest in Argentina would cause Brazil to come north for more hard red wheat and give a boost to wheat exports here in the United States. We really haven't seen that play out. Probably the bigger rumor was due to statements made out of Russia that they were going to increase their quality standards and looked like they were taking steps to curtail exports. So that energized the market. Meanwhile, it priced us our wheat, U.S. wheat, out of the world market. made it very difficult for us to have any exports. And local sources within Russia say that Russia appears to simply be trying to prove that it could curtail exports if it wanted to, but it would be both economically and politically disadvantageous for it to curtail exports, and in that it's not likely to happen.
Just goes to show how much political strife can really affect our grain markets.
It really does, and it also emphasizes the fact that wheat prices, probably more than any other commodity, tend to be driven by headlines. Headlines regardless of the supply and demand fundamentals. So the Russian news gave us a big surge in headlines at a time when speculative funds were short or sold the market. So we turned the market and had a sharp short covering rally, which turned the charts and got us some more fresh long buying by the speculative funds. Gave us an impressive rally in the market. When we look globally at the world, we see obviously the emergence and development problems in the Midwest. We have similar type problems in Kansas in the hard red winter wheat belt. We have similar problems in Russia as well as in parts of China. But historically, it's been very difficult to sustain the type of headlines that you need in order to sustain a rally in the months of November and December based on those problems. Those tend to be things that create more steady headlines in February and March. So I really question whether we'll be able to sustain the current rally for very long, and it may in the end prove to have been a good pricing opportunity.
So taking the headlines out of this, you did say that there are emergence and developmental issues with the wheat crop here in the Midwest. What is the state of the wheat crop that we're looking at right now?
Well, about a quarter of the Illinois crop has not yet even emerged as we got into the end of November and we were moving into dormancy, some acres not planted yet. Unfortunately, we have a large carryover of old crop stocks, so that'll minimize the impact of those unplanted, undeveloped acres. But when you look at it, there's about 1.25 million acres in Kansas and about 1.25 million acres in the Midwest that are of greatest concern for lack of development going into the winter. That does not guarantee a short crop if you do not have harsh winter weather without snow cover. And if you follow it up with a favorable spring, you can still have good production in those areas overall. To make up for what wasn't planted or what was damaged. So it doesn't guarantee us a short crop. It just simply means that we're at risk going through the winter. It's a factor we're going to have to monitor, but we're really not going to know any hard facts on the impact until we get into spring growth and breaking dormancy from the winter.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. Bayer Crop Science is accepting applications for the 2015 Young Farmer Sustainability Award. The award recognizes young agricultural producers who demonstrate excellence in business and environmental sustainability. 2014 award winner Brian Bowl of Minnesota says the award is important because it helps showcase sustainable farming outside the industry.
You know, we see pictures of dirt blowing from the 30s and water eroding land into the creeks and rivers, and farmers historically get a bad rap from that stuff. It was good to see that people outside of farming, outside of agriculture, directly involved with agriculture, recognize the things that we're doing to try and preserve our land and preserve our future and preserve our lifestyle. And so that was probably the biggest thing, you know, that reinforcement that, you know, we are doing things right, and people outside recognize that.
Bull, a father of six, hopes to leave his land in better shape for his children so they can share his passion for growing and raising food and his joy in working with the land.
You know, I guess I applied for a couple different reasons. First one really is sustainability has always been important to me. Leaving my land and the opportunity to live this farming lifestyle to my children is important. To do that, you know, we have to keep our business operating. We have to keep the balance sheet healthy, and we have to balance that with the environmental issues, the environmental consciousness out there, and contribute both to like the community and a broader society. I thought it would be a way to compare myself to other people from around the country and see how I was doing in the area of sustainability.
Bull encourages other producers to apply for the 2015 award.
Going through the application process, having to put together the application for the award, really helped me do kind of a self-assessment of where I am on my farm, helped me look at where I am currently, you know, what things have I done in the past, and really help me shape a vision for the future, you know, where I want my farm to be 5 years and 10 years from now. It helped me take stock of where I've been, and I found that to be an extremely helpful exercise.
Bull says applying for the award is very simple.
BearCropScience.us, and they can just go online. Again, I hope people do apply because it was a very rewarding experience, very worthwhile.
Any U.S. farmer or rancher age 40 and under who receives at least half of his or her income from farming and farm-related ventures may apply. To find out more about this award, you can go to the website BearCropScience.us. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.